Apparently, the editors at New York Magazine don't ski. They spend the entire book pretending that Sandy Cortez has just emerged from some teeming favela in the slums of Rio to save the world's poor. Reading it, you would have literally no clue she was a credentialed member of the overclass. You'd think she was St. Francis.
On the day of the House vote, Ocasio-Cortez stood up in the chamber, again wearing all white. She looked like a prophet, or a medium tapping a deep well of popular fury.
Radiant and white in her gown, bathed in the glow of holy righteousness, a prophet for our time. Imagine Isaiah, but with nails to match the handbag. That's how New York Magazine describes Sandy Cortez. And that's weird because we live in this country too, and that's not at all how we remember the moment. Here's a clip from the speech the book is referring to. Look at this person and ask yourself if you can feel God's presence.
But we have to go into this vote eyes wide open. What did the Senate majority fight for? One of the largest corporate bailouts with as few strings as possible in American history.
A prophet? Or proof that Adderall abuse is more common than we admit? We'll let you decide.